Wisconsin Democrats held events yesterday criticizing Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde's record on abortion. Happy Leap Day. It's Thursday, February 29th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Groh. Coming up on the show today, a Western Wisconsin sheriff has received a no-confidence vote from his county board. It stems from a sexual harassment complaint. And in Milwaukee County, more people are dying of overdoses involving a powerful animal tranquilizer mixed with fentanyl. Evan Casey has the details. Stay with us.
On Wisconsin Today, you hear the biggest stories in our state delivered with the context you need from a source you can trust. This journalism is community supported. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewi today.
Abortion advocates held events across the state yesterday to criticize Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde's record. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, it's a sign that Democrats see the issue as once again pivotal to their 2024 election fortunes.
Abortion access was a key issue for Democrats in the 2022 midterm cycle. In Wisconsin, Democrats are now hammering Eric Hovde on the issue. He's challenging incumbent Tammy Baldwin for her U.S. Senate seat. Wisconsin Senator Calderoys argued that's a threat to women's health.
We cannot afford the risk of Donald Trump and Eric Hovde and their friends getting power at the federal government and passing national abortion bans.
Political scientists say that Republicans are now on the defense when it comes to abortion. Voters have more say after Roe v. Wade was overturned, and two-thirds of voters support abortion access. In a statement, Hovde said he wants Wisconsin voters to have final say and that he supports some abortion access in cases of rape and incest. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Chippewa County Board has issued a no-confidence vote against Sheriff Travis Hakes. The vote, which passed 19-1, stems from a sexual harassment complaint filed against Hakes last year. A county statement says subsequent investigations found Hakes lied about his prior work history. In particular, it says that records show he resigned from the Chautauqua Police Department to avoid an investigation into comments that he made about being able to modify or delete body cam video. In December, the Chippewa County District Attorney determined that because of Hakes' quote, untruthfulness, he should not be involved in criminal investigations. Chippewa County Board Member Ken Schmidt is hopeful that Hakes heeds that advice.
But you get into a situation where it's a murder or a robbery or, you know, something like that, serious, you know, if he's the first cop on the scene, you know, how's that going to work?
In a Facebook post, Hakes said the investigation was biased against him. He's up for re-election again in 2026. More people in Milwaukee County are dying from overdoses of a powerful animal tranquilizer mixed with fentanyl. Evan Casey has the details on the rise.
The drug is xylazine, also known as trank. It's a sedative for large animals like horses and cows and not meant for human use. In 2020, just 4 people died of overdoses related to the drug. Last year, that number rose by over 3,000% to 138. This year, the county's predicting 239 people will die from the drug. Gregory Miller is with a Milwaukee Fire Department team that does outreach to overdose victims.
We're just trying to educate. That's all we can do is just provide education, let people know, just like we were with fentanyl in the system. Now there's xylazine on top of that. It's a double whammy.
Legislation to legalize xylazine test strips was approved by state lawmakers this year. That bill awaits a signature from Governor Tony Evers. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Today is Leap Day, and there are lots of ways that people are celebrating the extra day. Some make time capsules to open on a future February 29th. A Milwaukee business is going to be doing just that for dogs. The Crazy Dog Mom is a healthy lifestyle boutique for pups and their people. Owner Amanda Ballwig says customers can contribute items that'll be saved for 4 years.
We're kind of just recommending like a favorite toy, something that represents a favorite memory or something from when you first got them, anything like that. Otherwise, we are doing peanut butter dog paintings.
And if you're wondering just exactly what that is, Ballwig says she puts paint on a canvas inside of a sandwich bag and then covers the bag in peanut butter. A dog then licks the bag, creating art that can be saved in the time capsule. Other Leap Day events around the state include frog leg dinners and a masquerade ball. Coming up, seniors and disabled adults who rely on assisted living care in Wisconsin can turn to the state's Medicaid program to help cover costs when their own savings run out. However, some residents who initially pay out of pocket and transition to using Medicaid have been forced to move. We'll have a story done in partnership with Wisconsin Watch about the situation. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, getting older isn't cheap. One national group estimated the average annual cost for assisted living care would be more than $60,000 in Wisconsin this year. Seniors and disabled adults who run out of savings can get help to cover those costs through the state's Medicaid program. But the transition from paying out of pocket to using Medicaid has led to some residents being ousted from their assisted living facilities. Wisconsin saw a series of Medicaid recipients forced to relocate in 2022 and 2023. Experts say more funding and regulation are needed. Eddie Costello reports that since those incidents, not much has changed.
Sitting at his kitchen table, Dale Hunke flips through pages of documents from his parents' assisted living facilities. He pulls the files from a stretched-out accordion folder where he organizes records from years of helping his parents find long-term care.
I never thought about this day coming. But it comes, and you get through it.
In 2021, Hunke helped his parents move to what is now a Cedarhurst assisted living facility in Verona.
It was a perfect spot for them.
Part of what made it perfect was that they accepted Medicaid. Hunke estimated his parents could afford roughly 2 years of care. After that, they would need Medicaid. Hunke's dad successfully made the transition before he passed away in 2022. But months later, when Hunke's mom was nearing her transition, he found out Cedarhurst in Verona ended its Medicaid contract.
I've done the best I could with shielding Mom from the worst of it.
But none of his carefully kept records could prevent the 88-year-old woman from having to move. Federal law bans nursing homes from rejecting residents because of a transition to Medicaid, if the facility accepted Medicaid when the resident moved in. But no state or federal policies protect assisted living residents in the same situation, leaving families like Hunky's to scramble to find new care.
I was just consumed with it. I did nothing else for 3 days, I think. Because at that point, I was like, I've got to get her out of there.
Facilities don't want to force seniors out of their home, says Mike Bahowski. He's the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Assisted Living Association. But he says Wisconsin's Medicaid program doesn't pay enough to cover the cost of most recipients' care.
We've had a number of facilities have to close in 2022 because they cannot make financial ends meet because the reimbursement rate is so low.
Wisconsin's Department of Health Services is hoping to get a small increase to reimbursement rates approved later this year using temporary pandemic relief funds. But current reimbursements have led some facilities to end their Medicaid contracts entirely. More commonly, facilities set stricter financial requirements for residents. Many require prospective residents to show that they can pay for 1, 2, or even 3 years of care out of pocket in order to stay at the facility once they transition to Medicaid.
Sometimes even that written agreement might not hold up.
That's Kim Marhaney, Wisconsin State Long-Term Care Ombudsman. She says if an assisted living facility is sold or ends its Medicaid contract, they can get out of the agreement.
We see residents who have spent 2 to 3 years and more of their own personal dollars that are being asked to move someplace else.
Out-of-pocket pay requirements also limit care for seniors already on Medicaid.
we are starting to see those gaps where there just isn't the diversity of options available to consumers that there used to be.
And Eric Carlson believes accepting Medicaid only after out-of-pocket pay violates federal law. He's an attorney and advocacy director with the legal nonprofit Justice and Aging.
You can't put the screws to people who are eligible for Medicaid, because your promise to the state Medicaid program is that you will accept Medicaid, and that's not conditional.
Legal or not, Dale Hunke says by the time they found out she needed to move, his mother was just months away from needing Medicaid, leaving Hunke with just three options to tour. The first two were immediate no's, but the last facility?
It was like an answer to our prayers.
Despite her limited savings, the facility accepted his mom. She moved there in June, and this month, she successfully transitioned to Medicaid. Addie Costello, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This piece was produced in partnership with the nonprofit Wisconsin Watch. And that'll do it for this Leap Day. Great show. It was fun. We'll do it again in 4 years. What do you say? Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be back in your podcast feed tomorrow, March 1st. So make sure to hit that subscribe button, tell a friend, and in the meantime, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.